Hello everybody, it's George from Ireland. Well, welcome back to my channel once more. The verdict was out yesterday, and that is Hamit Çoksun, so Çoksun, a Turkish chap in London. He was found guilty of causing religiously aggravated distress and alarm because he burnt the Holy Quran, the book of the Muslims, outside Rutland Gardens in Knightsbridge. That's very close to the Turkish ambassador's residence, the Turkish embassy's off Belgrave Square, if memory serves. So he's found guilty of Westminster Magistrates Court. This is disorderly behaviour. Fortunately, the punishment is minimal. He's been issued with a fine of £240, and there's a statutory surcharge of £96. But that being so, was it worth pursuing the case at all? So the judge says that Mr. Çoksun hates Islam and its followers. Now, we can't legislate for emotions. Does he hate Islam? I don't know. He might do. It's not unlikely that he does. To hate his followers, I'm more worried about that, because obviously every religion is a group of beliefs and a set of practices to which people are going to respond emotionally. Goodness. So he's half Armenian, half Kurdish. Now, the Kurds are Sunni Muslims, almost to a man. The Armenians have got their own autocephalous church. Don't know which religion who's brought up in, but he said it's the religion of terrorists. Now, obviously, they're terrorists of all religion and those of no religion. So I deprecate what he did. It was unpalatable. I'm, not against common courtesy. I think it's sometimes right to be rude to people and to express your opinions forthrightly. I get distressed and offended every single day by leftists, by feminazis and so on, by the mass murder of little children, and this hateful propaganda against children that's published by the NHS, by politicians and so on. Why should I not be able to riposte, especially if my cause is the most righteous of all, which is trying to save little kids? Anyway, what I object to what he did is that it was a fire risk in public. Could have accidentally dropped the book, set fire to his own clothes or some litter paper or anything like that. So was it provocative what he was doing? I think it was, but I don't think it should be illegal, the provocative action causing alarm and distress. Tough. You see the two-tier policing is enforced against him because it's a politically correct thing for the PCs to pursue. Now, Çoksun, he takes exception to the government of Turkey, led by President Recep Tayyip Erdogan. Erdogan, who's governed that country as prime minister and later on as president since 2002. Çoksun alleging that Erdogan's administration is Islamist, which is a large exaggeration. And so on, they say there's an attempt to establish a Sharia state. But this is a conviction which is infringing upon his freedom of expression. And in a democracy, he's got to be allowed to expostulate his views, even if other people find this mortally offensive. So what? Grow up. Get over it. All right. And this is stealthily reintroducing blasphemy law. So this public order legislation has been used excessively against this action, just to sort of privilege one religion, maybe religions in general. And I've seen the most appallingly offensive behavior by rowdy, menacing people, and the police stand by and take their side when people are advocating for the mass murder of little children. And the National Secular Society is one of these utterly despicable organizations, a child abuse ring. But fortunately, on this issue, they actually have been decent, and they paid the legal fees for Mr. Çoksun, and the Free Speech Union. Is very troubling that this is happening. His rights are being taken away like this, and for what? To try and curry favor with Erdogan, who is not a good faith actor, who is economically propping up Russia's war against Ukraine and so on. So goodness, I mean, if it was any other holy text, I think he would have got away with it. So this is very worrying that the police are kind of wasting their time on that, not stopping murder or rape or kidnapping or robbery or burglary or anything like that. They will just be getting at him because, it's some sort of privileged minority that is hacked off about what he did. So you say what you believe, and I will say what I believe. The only thing I would draw the line, obviously, incitement to violence. What of his incitement to racial hatred? You know, reluctantly, I think I would have to draw the line at that because I know racial hatred is nauseating. But because I'm almost a free speech fundamentalist, I wonder whether even that should be allowed, because we're allowed anti-racist speech. Good. That's what I would say. Should we allow the other side of the coin? But then I realized that words lead to action, and racialism is real, would lead to real discrimination. How about incitement to religious hatred? And the trouble is that religion and race sometimes overlap. Because this is more problematic, because as I say, it's a credo, and this must be open to scrutiny, criticism, indeed denigration, disparagement, and so forth. So a lot of people will have disliked what he said. Tough. You say what you like. Surely it's a wonderful opportunity for Mohammedans to show their forbearance, prove that Islam is a religion of peace, and so on, and not harm him. Now, I know he got off lightly. In some countries, he would be put to death for what he did. Now, the Kurdish ethnic minority in Turkey, in Iraq, Syria, and Iran would say they've suffered very, very badly at the hands of the Turkish state, and they're correct down the centuries. Likewise, the Armenians, you know, the Armenian genocide of 1915, and not being Turkophobic in the least, no one should be mistreated, you know, because he or she is Turkish. There are admirable things about Turkey too, all right, not least the cuisine. But that is the historic fact. Nobody in Turkey alive today is responsible for that. So I don't want to be demeaning to Turkey, just stating the truth, even when that is sometimes ugly. So it's very troubling that people who burn documents in public are going to be criminalized for it. And he's got a criminal record now. I mean, maybe he'll be able to win on appeal, because in a free society, people have got to be express their views, and we're not going to agree with each other all the time, even though I disapprove of what he did, and I thought that was needlessly offensive. I wouldn't question his moral right to do it. I mean, I know what the law says. What do you think? Anyway, thank you for subscribing to my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon. Donate PayPal, georgecallan79@gmail.com. I urgently need donations to sustain the channel, so please dig deep, be generous. Take out a credit card, max it out, and give me everything. Okay, so do what you can to uphold free expression.